bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is your Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Julia Train. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump warned of dire consequences for the country if the other wins another term in the White House. On Saturday, the pair held dueling rallies in Georgia, fresh off strong wins in Super Tuesday contests that positioned them for an all-but-certain rematch this November. The state was a pivotal 2020 battleground, and both parties are preparing for another closely contested race there this year. Biden opened his speech at a rally in Atlanta, noting that Trump was across the state with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's the firebrand lawmaker who has gone from the fringes of her party to the fore. He said, "It can tell you a lot about a person who he keeps company with." Meanwhile, Trump hammered Biden on the border and blamed him for the death of 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley last month.
"He's a threat to democracy. I will tell you, he's a threat to democracy. Weaponized government, weaponized the FBI, weaponized the DOJ. He's a threat to democracy for other reasons also. Number one, he's grossly incompetent."
From News Nation, President Joe Biden has warned that there are red lines Israel should not cross in its war in Gaza, while insisting he would never abandon the U.S. ally. In a contradictory interview with MSNBC that aired on Saturday, Biden said that an Israeli invasion of the city of Rafah would be his red line for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but he would also never leave Israel. In some of his most pointed criticism of the Israeli leader yet, Biden also said that Netanyahu was hurting Israel more than helping and should pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost in Gaza. While Biden has firmly backed Israel in its campaign to destroy Hamas, his administration has been increasingly at odds with Netanyahu over the scale of civilian casualties in Gaza and restrictions on humanitarian aid into the enclave. Here's Biden in his interview with MSNBC.
"I'm never going to leave Israel. The defense of Israel is still critical, so there's no red line. I'm going to cut off all weapons so they don't have the Iron Dome to protect them. They don't have, but there's red lines that if it crosses, and you cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead as a consequence of going after. There's other ways to deal, to deal with the trauma caused by Hamas. It's like the first time I went over, I sat with them and I sat with a war captain. I said, look, don't make the mistake America made."
A U.S. military ship is sailing towards the Middle East, carrying equipment to build a temporary pier off the coast of Gaza. The support ship set sail from a military base in the state of Virginia on Saturday. It comes after President Joe Biden said that the United States would build the floating harbor to help get aid into Gaza by sea. The United Nations has warned that famine in the Gaza Strip is almost inevitable and children are starving to death. The U.S. and Jordan carried out an airdrop on Saturday, parachuting in more than 11,500 meals that included rice, flour, pasta, and canned foods. Aid deliveries by land and air have proved difficult and dangerous. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.